This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Thursday, December 4, 2008. Don't laugh. The scripture is Luke 1, verse 18. Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this?" Can you blame Zechariah for being skeptical? I can't. I think back to two people who lived centuries before Zechariah, 99-year-old Abraham and his 89-year-old wife Sarah. When they, in their old age, heard God's promise of a son, they laughed. Scripture is full of skeptics that God uses in spite of their doubts. Moses is one. He gave all kinds of excuses for not going back to Egypt to lead God's people out of slavery. But God used him anyway. Then there's Gideon, the fleece-laying skeptic, and King David, the counter-of-fighting-men skeptic. At times, the whole nation of Israel was a collection of skeptics. God used them too. Does this mean that God loves skepticism? No. It means he loves all people. God loves working through people and making believers out of them. Is there a promise in your life that you have trouble believing? Maybe it's God's promise to provide for you. Maybe it's God's claim that his ways are higher than your ways. Maybe it's the baptism promise that he made to your child, who, as an adult, is now wandering away from him. Maybe it's the promise that the well of his grace is deeper than the well of your sin. Don't laugh. Don't be skeptical. God is faithful. He can make a believer out of you too. Would you pray with me? Lord, sometimes we use skepticism as a crutch so that we don't have to do the work of believing. Give us muscular faith today and clear, confirming sight. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.